Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
I do believe that God gives us a relevant word for each and every season. God gives us a relevant word for each and every year. Because sonke umasqala unyaka, we begin the year wanting to plan, wanting to have new resolutions, as they say. But we want those new resolutions to be informed by the word of God, to align them with the word of God. Ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukusiza in whatever it is that we want to achieve in that particular year by His grace. So even today we are going to do the same thing. We are going to share a word which we believe it is going to be our guideline for the year 2020. Amen. As we have been patiently waiting, you know, we've been talking about the year 2020 for the past 10 or 15 years or so. Amen. So here is the year 2020, ufikile next year, and we want to hear what is it that God has in store for us. We want His word to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The Bible tells us clearly that God crowns a year with His goodness. Amen. And His paths, they drip with fatness or with riches. Alibongo igama lenkosi. Uma sihamba endleleni zakhe. Amen. So it is only the word of God that is going to allow us to walk in His paths. Alibongo igama lenkosi bazalwane. So high five your neighbor and say sisakulento yokwakha. So the year 2020 for us, it will be once again the year to build. Amen. It is going to be the year to build. I thought you were going to be excited. Take note and take note of that 2.0 there. It is significant of something. Many of you who have been with us for over 5 years, you will remember that in the year 2015, to be specific, we had declared that year to be the year of building. Amen. But the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians 13 and in verse number 9, it says, we know in part and we prophesy in part. Amen. And therefore, we do believe that even though that year was declared to be the year of building, what we knew then, we do not know now. As a matter of fact, we now know better than we knew back then. Amen. So whatever it is that God is saying to us now finds us at a place where we are more matured. It finds us at a place where we are more informed. Amen. There is a level of ignorance that has left us. Our eyes have been opened and we can begin to see clearly. Paul puts it this way as he continues in that very same scripture. He says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I understood like a child. Amen. But he says, but now that I am a grown-up man, I put away all childish things. Alibongwe igama lenkosi bazalwane. So that phrase or that word 2.0 there is actually used to denote a superior or a more advanced version of an original concept. We know that when people who are designing programs, from time to time, they will revisit the very same program and make some necessary adjustments. Are we together, Barcelona? They will make some necessary adjustments and come up with a better version of that particular software. They will fix all of the bugs and all of that. But by the time they release that version, it is going to be a much more better version of that particular thing. Are we here, Bazalwane? We all know, Uguti, there are people who are sitting here, abanama driver's license, who have all been taught driver by Uprazix. Amen. And those people know how to drive, myself included. Amen. But get me na enga funda. Amen. But we know that there are people who drive who have undergone what is called an advanced driving training or lesson. Those people, when they drive differently. They drive in a manner that is different from all the other drivers. The way that they drive sets them apart. Why? Because they got a 2.0 type of training. That's why they are going to be set apart. And I see you advancing in this year, 2020. I see you advancing in your life in Christ. I see you advancing in your family. I see you advancing in your career. I see you advancing in your business. Are we together, Bazalwan? And again, 2.0 is used to describe a new and improved version or example of something. Amen. And I know and I believe in my heart that you are going to have a new beginning in this coming year. Amen. You are going to be an improved version of yourself. Hallelujah. An improved version of a husband. An improved version of a believer. And you are going to do better in this coming year. Let's now read the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 2, and we are going to focus on verse number 19. And for many of us, this has been our story in the year 2019. I don't know whether it's coincidence or whether it's prophetic, but it's up to you to decide. Amen. But verse number 19 of Nehemiah 2 says, "But when Sanballat, the Horonite, Tobiah, the Ammonite official, and Geshem, the Arab, heard of it," what did they hear? That Nehemiah was about to rebuild the walls, right? What did they do? "They laughed at us and despised us and said, 'What is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king?'" So the spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah is that spirit that gets angry or upset when you decide to rise up and do something about your life. It is that spirit that seeks to suggest that whatever it is that you desire in your heart, whatever it is that you have as a dream in your heart, it is impossible to achieve. This is that spirit that comes to mock you, to tell you, who do you think you are? What is it that you think you are going to achieve with these great plans that you think you have? Listen to what they said to them. They said, "Will you rebel against the king?" So in other words, this is the spirit that comes to remind you, Uguti, in this place, there are certain things that are not allowed to happen. Ukuthi yonke lento oyibonile out there, wayiphupha, wayifisa ngenhliziyo yakho. Here, that particular thing, there is a king, there is a power, there is a principality that governs this region. And if you dare think that wena, you can change the status quo, you better forget it. And that's why I'm saying, for many of us, this has been our story in this year. You've tried to achieve certain things. You tried to rise up and dream better and dream bigger. You tried to go for bigger goals, but there has been that spirit that has been saying to you, "Forget it, you better sit down, you better shut up. You are talking too much. You think these big dreams are going to be possible? You better think again." Because I don't know about you, kodwa kuyaye kwenzeke ukuthi uzifisele izinto ezinhle in your life. Kuyaye kwenzeke ukuthi ube namaphupha amahle about your family, ube namaphupha amahle about your career, ufise nawe ukuthi uphile impilo engcono. Kodwa kube sengathi kukhona into ecindezelayo ukuthi hlala la uya khona, la ukhona, unganyakazi ngisho ukunyakaza. You are not even going to become a better person. Forget it. But I'm here to tell you that by the hand of God, that all things are possible. I'm here to tell you, ukuthi leli phupho uNkulunkulu alifakile enhlizweni yakho, it is more, God is more than able. He is able to bring it to pass. Leli phupho onalo ngempilo yakho, ngomndeni wakho, leli phupho onalo ngebusiness lakho, God is able to bring it to pass. And there is no Sanballat, there is no Tobias that is going to stop the plan of God concerning your life. Can somebody say amen? Let's hear verse number 20. Whether it's coincidental or whether it's prophetic, it's up to you. You can decide for yourself. Verse number 20 says, so I answered them. Because at some point, you need to respond to this spirit. You cannot let the devil speak to you and tell you that you are useless. At some point, you need to rise up and open up your mouth. You need to rise up and be tired of being tired. And just rise up and say, devil, I'm tired of you. You've told me all this year what you think of me. But let me now tell you what I think. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know. I think it's about time you send them an SMS and tell them all these years you've been telling me what you think about me. But I think it's about time that I... He says, so I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven himself will prosper us, because konke lokho ngikufisayo ngenhliziyo yami akuyona into engiclaim ukuthi I'm going to achieve it in my own strength and in my own power, but the God of heaven himself will rise up from his throne and he's going to show himself strong on my behalf. Konke lokho engifisa ukuchieve in my life angiceli wena mngani wami ukuthi ungenzele kona, but the God of heaven, the God of heaven himself, he says, will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, take note, will arise and build. Say, I will arise. Say, I will arise and build my life. Say, I will arise and build my family. Say, I will arise and build my career. Say, I will arise and build my business. And he says, but you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. Get out of my way. If you are going to speak negatively in my life and in my plans, you have no business commenting on what I am believing God for. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Whether it's coincidental or it's prophetic, it's up to you. To take it like that, and I'm going to focus on clause B of that verse. It says, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Interestingly enough, that word established there is the Hebrew word aman, and it means to build or to support. And it says, believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Now take note, Bazalwane, the first statement says, believe in the Lord your God. But the second one says, believe his prophets. It does not say believe in his prophets. Ngoba uqalekisiwe umuntu othatha ithemba lakhe alibeke kuphi? I sense that in this season, God simply wants to repeat himself. Have you ever tried to tell somebody something, but you realized ukuthi lo muntu akakufili, lo muntu akakubambi, lo muntu akakuzwa, and kuzobiza ukuthi umphindele umtshele lento ofisa ukumtshela yona. Not because you are going to say anything different from what you have said before, but you are going to say it again just to give this person some time. Ukuzwa lento for the second time. Ukuze I process and receive it for what it is. That's why I like it when David says, once you have spoken and twice I have heard you. In other words, utema ukuluma angikuzwanga kanye, ngikuzwe kayithu, iphindeke kabili lento, and it gave me a chance yokuthi ngikuzwe just beyond the surface. And sometimes kuyenzeka ukuthi the same thing, the one word can be said in the same room, but not all of us are going to receive it in the same way. Not all of us are going to process it in the same way. One person can hear the same message and walk out of a church being blessed and being excited, and their faith will be stirred up. But another person who are still in the very same service can walk out of the same service having heard the same word. Aphume akhubekile moyeni. And I pray that you will not be one of those who are being offended when God is trying to speak to them. But when God is repeating himself, he is not only repeating himself for the sake of repeating himself, but he repeats himself so that he can repeat his mighty deeds. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 4, in the NIV version, it says, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Lord, repeat them in our day. In other words, Habakkuk was simply saying, God, I have seen you doing great and mighty wonders. I have seen you blessing my life. I have seen you blessing other people. I have seen you opening up doors for other people. I have seen you moving mightily in my life and in the lives of other people. And it's been a while since I have experienced such things in my life, oh God. But one more time, oh God, I am asking you to repeat your mighty deeds in my life. Do it again in my life for my time and for my season. It was good then, and I thank you for then, and I thank you for what you have done for me in the past. But oh God, I pray that you may repeat it in my day. Many people came and testified to me about what you have done for them in the past. But oh God, I pray that you may repeat what you have done. Repeat it in my day. Repeat it in my time. Repeat it when you hear. I want you to get with the attitude in this coming year, Barcelona. I want you to have an attitude of saying, oh, do it again, oh God. If somebody comes and gives you a testimony of what God has done for them in 2013 or in 2014 or in 2015 or even in the 70s when you are reading a book and somebody is sharing their testimony of how God has blessed them, I want you in your heart to say this prayer. And say, oh God, repeat it in my day, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. If you did it back then, you can do it still today. And I believe that God will do it for you. Amen. I believe that God will do it for you. Amen. Because when God repeats something, he repeats it to perfect it. Because God is not a God of half-baked things. He is the God who knows how to start something and complete it. He knows how to begin something and fulfill it. The Bible says he will perfect that which concerns you. UNkulunkulu angeke akunikeze itheaser yempilo emnandi makaqeda kushiye nje unjengoba unjalo. But I am saying the Lord is returning to us to perfect that which concerns us. Oh God, I pray that you may return to perfect my life. I pray that you may return to perfect my family, perfect my marriage, perfect my career, perfect my calling. Oh God, I pray that you may come back and perfect my business. He will perfect that which concerns all of us, because what God initiates, God comes back to finish it. In Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse 2, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Uma uJesu eqalinto empilweni yakho. When he comes and he says something to you, he is not expecting you to fulfill it. He is not expecting you to bring it to pass in your own strength and power. But God promises you that I am the author. I am the one who spoke to you about your life. I am the one who spoke to you about your marriage. I am the one who spoke to you about your business and about your career, and I am definitely the one who is going to come back and fulfill what I have begun in your life. Are we here this morning? Philippians 1 verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. In the Passion Translation, it says, I pray with great faith for you. And that is my prayer even for you this morning. It says, because I am fully convinced that the one who began this glorious work in you will faithfully continue the process. God will continue the process in your life. I said God will continue the process in your life. UNkulunkulu akaqedi ngempilo yakho. UNkulunkulu usabuya to complete the process in your life. And he says he will faithfully continue the process of maturing you And will put his finishing touches to it. Ah, Basalan, I'm not sure if you are hearing that. He is coming back to put the finishing touches in my life. All that which my friends have seen in my life is not a complete product as yet. But God in this season is returning to put his finishing touches in my life. Wait until I step into my new season of 2020. Because God is coming back with the finishing touches. Lapha abantu sebacabanga ukuthi sekuphelile khona sebathi hayi no sekuphelele, you know, you've been promoted sekwanele, you've got another job sekwanele, you've bought another car sekwanele, you've started a new business sekwanele, so uthole wena omunye umsebenzi this year sekwanele. But God says as you enter into this new season, I am coming back with the finishing touches. That promotion needs to come with the salary increase, that business needs to come with a new contract. I'm telling you, Bazalwane, God is returning with some finishing touches. It's not enough, Brother Vusukutu Shatile. God is coming back with some finishing touches. I am believing God with you that God is going to give you a new touch. Those, a new house. Those are the finishing touches that God is talking about. It's not enough that you, this year, uzithengele intonyana encane. Bathini, Turkish. I pray that God will improve your car in this coming year. I pray that God will upgrade your car in this coming year. Our carnal minds finds it hard to process the promises of God. You see, when God speaks, he speaks from a different perspective. When God speaks, he speaks because he sees a bigger picture in your life. But sometimes our limited perspective hinders what God wants to do in our lives. Because that's why little Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, it says when we come into the presence of God, we must not be too quick to talk. We must not be too quick to ask. We must not be too quick to pray. Why? Because God says, I am in heaven and you are down there on earth. Sometimes in your limited mind, in your limited capacity, in your limited salary, because all of us, whenever we plan according to our pockets, we plan according to our budgets, we plan according to our salaries, we plan according to our businesses. But God says, when you enter into this season, you need to come up higher and see things the way that I will reveal them to you. See things the way that I will show them to you. Because for as long as you are down there, you are going to ask according to where you are, not where God wants to take you. When God gives you a big dream and you try to pursue it, besendleleni kuba nama challenges. I don't know, banlo wasitshela ukuthi we must then give up on that dream as if it is up to us to fulfill it. Because when God gives you a dream, when God gives you a business idea, when God puts it in your heart that you should pray for a particular job, a particular promotion, God is not looking at your ability. God is not looking at your pocket. God is not looking at your background. God is not looking at your income. He's not looking at your salary. He's simply saying, I, as God, I have decided that this is how I want to bless you in this season. And all that you need to do is to believe in what God is saying. Sometimes our minds, but that's why little Bible, a natural man, a carnal man, does not receive the things of the Spirit. The Bible says, because they are foolishness to him. In other words, this is where God gives you a promise. And you look at yourself, you look at your situation, you look at the promise. And your mind says, that's impossible. You are like Sarah, that when God sent his angel to say, next year this time you'll be having a baby, Sarah could not process it. She started laughing and saying, this old looking lady with a dysfunctional womb, do you think I can be pregnant at this age?
Why? Because a carnal person, a natural man, naturally it's impossible for us to process the great and mighty things that God wants to do for us. And sometimes we downgrade. Listen to what Jesus said to his disciples when he was talking about the Holy Spirit. He said, I need to go so that the Holy Spirit can come. And he said, there are many things that I want to say to you now. But he says, but you cannot bear them now. You need the Holy Spirit to help you process what I need to teach you. Why? Ngamanye amagama uJesu was just being nice. Bekufanele nje athi ninengqondo encane okwamanje. Ingqondo incane kakhulu. Listen to me. This is not a time to try and limit God in what he wants to do for you. I'm almost tempted to say this is a time where God wants to be extravagant in the way that he wants to bless you, in the way that he wants to elevate you, in the way that he wants to open up doors for you. And if you are going to enter into this coming year with a carnal, natural mind, let me tell you, you are going to struggle. Because when God begins to show you opportunities, you are going to reject them. You are not going to think this is from God. Remember, the Bible says, what is impossible with men, it is possible with God. And God has a tendency of showing us or promising us things that are beyond our capacity. Things that are beyond our pockets. Things that are, let me tell you this, if you desire to achieve something and you have all the resources in your life to achieve it, you have the right budget, right education, you have the right resources. For lento funa ukuyenza usengakafiki ephupheni elibuya kuNkulunkulu. Do you hear me? Ayikho into uNkulunkulu ake wayithembisa umuntu eBhayibhelini. Loyo muntu onamandla nemali nama resources wokuyenza leyo nto ukuthi yenzeke. When God said, I want to take my children out of Egypt to the promised land, that was an impossible mission. When God took Ezekiel into the valley of the dry dead bones and said to him, can these bones live? It was an impossible situation. When God put a dream in the heart of Joseph, and all of a sudden Joseph's brothers turned against him, and he found himself in a pit, in a prison, it was an impossible situation. When Jesus promised Martha that your brother will be well, while Lazarus was lying in the grave, it was an impossible situation. Why? Because God specializes in promising you something that is beyond you, something that is above your pay grade. And I want you to enter into this coming year with the mentality of saying, you are not the source. Because if you look at yourself as the source, you are going to limit what God can do in your life. But I want you to enter into 2020 and tell yourself that this year, Lord, you are my source. And tell yourself that, God, I am not looking to men, but I am looking to you for supply, for provision, for breakthrough, for open doors, for opportunities. Lord, I am looking to you. Because we have a tendency of limiting ourselves. We need to begin to have a similar perspective as the one that God says we must have. We are definitely going to see clearly, and we are definitely going to do better. Let me tell you this, Bazalwane. Before God did great and mighty things, ngempilo ka Jeremiah, God asks him this question. Says to him, Jeremiah, what do you see? Because after that, God has said something to you. He wants to know whether your perspective has changed. What do you see? And Jeremiah replies and he says to God, I see a branch of an almond tree. Listen to God. He says, you have seen well, because I am getting ready to perform my word. That tells me one thing, that until you see things the way that God sees them, God will not be able to do what he wants to do in your life. But God waits for you to mature. God waits for you to grow until you get to a place where you can look at things through the lens of heaven. And once you get to that place, God will perform his word that he has already spoken. It's not that God does not fulfill his promises, but it's that sometimes our minds and our perspective struggles to align itself with what God is revealing. When God promises Abraham, you see, unkulunkulu bazalwane operates in another way. He finds Abraham, he changes his name. Mdala akana bantwana. He changes his name. He says, it's from now you're going to be Abraham, the father of many nations. Ugugile lo muntu. Akana nomntwana no one. But God says, you are the father of I many children. Father of many nations. And then he takes him at some point. He shows him the stars. He says, can you count the number of those stars? He says, if you can count them, that's how many children I'm going to give to you. He says, can you count the sand? If you can, that's how. I mean, no, Abraham, I was going to. God, are you okay up here? I'm old. You created me. You should know better. Even my wife. And look at the silly thing that Abraham does. I want to go to uNkulunkulu izomhlula lento. I think imzame she yazi ngingamhlazi. I think thole omunye isincanakazana eceleni. Uyahamba uzitholela isincanakazane, uthole omunye umntwana eceleni, uyamletha uthi ke wala. And God looks at him and he says, okay, fine. Ngoba ubuya kuwe naye ngizombusisa, but my covenant is with Isaac. Aye, bazalwane. So in other words, God sometimes watches us struggling and trying to put things together for ourselves just because we want to prove how much God is faithful. We want to prove to our friends, and God is sitting in heaven and he's saying, when I said I'm going to bless you with a job, I did not mean that. When I said I'm going to make you rich, I did not mean that. When I said I'm going to bless you, I did not mean that. So, Amanus, but sometimes we try too hard when God promises us big things. We are trying to process them through our natural minds. And God is sitting in heaven looking at us, saying, what are you trying to do? If only bongangilinda nje, just one more year. I was going to give you this thing free of charge. I was going to give you this thing debt free. I was going to give you this thing without the kind of sweat that you are sweating right now. But I want you to know this. In this coming year, Slobo Sam, focus on what you are called to build. Focus on lento A1 uNkulunkulu has been talking to you about. Sometimes we are running around and focusing on too many things all at once, and that's why at times we are not producing the right results, Because God had to wait for Abraham ukuthi ayoqeda no bani uHagar, I think it was, before he could fulfill his promise. But I am here to prophesy upon your life. And this time I'm not giving you your IT number or your street address, but I am telling you, focus on this one thing that God has given you. If it's a business, focus on that business. If it's a calling, focus on that calling. Because God is going to make it work this time. Number one, you will be unstoppable as a child of God in what you have been called to do. There is no Sanballat, there is no Tobiah who is going to be able to stop you this time, baby. Whatsoever your hands are going to touch, I am here to declare that God is going to bless it, that God is going to increase it, that God is going to multiply it. If you can just focus on it one day at a time, stop sweating, stop frustrating yourself, stop spending sleepless nights. Ulokucabanga ukuthi kusasa ngenzani ngazama ukuthi mhlambe ngathengisa ukuthi. But I am saying that one thing that God laid in your heart, that God has given you, little Bible, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might. I am prophesying upon your life. I am saying in this season, just give it your all. Throw yourself all. Just throw yourself to whatever it is that God has called you to do. And you will see the favor of God increase in your life. You will see the favor of God beginning to open up doors that you never imagined that they can be opened for you. I am here to tell you, Bazalwane, do not give up on your dream. Do not give up on your business. Do not give up on your career. Do not give up on your marriages yet. Do not give up on your family. Do not give up. Just tell yourself that God, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above you can ever ask or think. Tell yourself that this time there is no devil in hell who is going to stop you. Just tell yourself that this time there is no spirit, there is no principality, there is no curse, there is no power, there is no force, there is no sangoma, there is no demon, there's no mtagati that will be able to stand before you. You are getting in this coming year with a sharp edge. You are getting into this coming year with a great gift, with a great calling, with a great talent. And something is going to change. Something is going to turn around. I said something is going to shift. I'm saying to you, in this coming year, you are unstoppable. I'm saying in this coming year, as you approach, those gates are going to open. As you approach, those demons are going to shake. Say, I will build. Shout, I will build, and I will be unstoppable. Danasakai, there is no devil in hell that is going to stop you. You are going to be promoted. You shall be promoted. You will prosper in that business. You will get that bursary. You will go to school. Because God is on your side. And number two, the Lord will prosper you. The Lord will prosper you. I said the Lord will prosper you. You might have tried to build something in your life and it has failed in the past, but this time I am here to declare upon your life that you will prosper. The Lord is going to prosper you. The Lord is going to help you on the way. The Lord is going to cause you to break out on every side. You will do it, and this time it is going to happen. You will do it, and this time you are going to achieve it. You will do it, and this time things are going to work differently for you. You are going to sense a different kind of grace, a different kind of anointing, a different kind of favor. Why? Because a season has shifted in your life. A season has changed in your life. This time God is releasing a prosperity anointing upon your life. This time God is releasing the kind of a blessing that is going to cause you to prosper. You are going to build and you are not going to fail. You are going to build and you are going to prosper. You are going to build and you are going to make things happen. If they have never seen it in your family, I'm here to prophesy it upon your life. They are going to see it from beginning with you. They are going to see it. If your friends have never seen it happen amongst their peers, it's going to start with you. It's going to begin with you. I am telling you, God is going to raise you up in such a manner that people will be amazed. And what is it that God is busy doing in your life? Why? Because the hand of the Lord is upon your life. Shout, I am prosperous. Shout, I am prosperous. Shout, I am prosperous. And not only that, go to inkhela zakho zokhanya. The paths of the righteous, the Bible says, they shine brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. And I am here to declare ukuthi 2020 is waiting for you with that bright light that is shining in the paths of the Lord. That in every place lakuzohamba wena khona, that darkness will flee. Ungasabi whenever you are experiencing some little bit of darkness in your life. Keep on walking. Keep on believing. Keep on following the voice of God. Keep on pursuing the face of God. Let me tell you, kuzokhanya, 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 kuzokhanya. Kuzokhanya bonke ubumnyama buzosuka. I'm saying kuzokhanya. Kuzokhanya empilweni yakho. Kuzokhanya imalini zakho. Kuzokhanya emsebenzini. Kuzokhanya ebhizinisini. Kuzokhanya emshadweni. Kuzokhanya. Gyakhanya, gyakhanya, gyakhanya. Gyakhanya, gyakhanya, gyakhanya. Gyakhanya, 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 gyakhanya. No darkness will stop me. No curse will stop me. No jealousy will stop me. No hatred will stop me. No gossip will stop me. Kuzokhanya la ngihamba khona. Kuzokhanya la ngena khona. Kuzokhanya la ngiphuma khona. Kuzokhanya la ngisebenza khona. Kuzokhanya. Uzokwakha kwakheke. Uzosebenza kusebenzeke. Hayi, uzosebenza kusebenzeke. Uzofunda kufundeke. Yonke into ozoyenza izokwenzeka. Because God has promised it this time. Just lift up your hands and begin to pray in this place.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.